Hello, hello, hello. This is Mika Ray. Welcome to the G-Spot with Mika Ray. And tonight, our show is on cheating. And we're going to have three, maybe four of the cast from Flags on the Field. Flags on the Field is a new TV series that will be out this fall. And it is directed, and produced and shot and everything by Bobby and Renee Peoples. So we are really looking forward to watching this show once it comes out. And I have a little cameo in there, so I'm excited about it. And once I bring the girls on, they will be able to tell you all about the show, what it's about, who their characters are. And I can tell you now, you're going to be in for a ride. We'll have a lot of laughs. We'll have some tears, I'm sure. It's going to be a great show. So I thank you all for joining in tonight. And, of course, you are listening to the G-Spot with Mika Ray. This is on WJBR Blog Talk Radio. You can join in online or you can call in. I'm also trying out this Periscope thing. So hi to the few people that have joined in on Periscope. And Periscope is this new broadcasting app that is on Twitter. And I am not a big Twitter person, but I'm like, okay, I'm going to try out this Periscope thing and I want to kind of see how it works. So you all bear with me if I have any technical difficulties. Like, just please forgive me because course, it's not my intention. We're going to try it out. So my first song for tonight, you know I have to open up with a song, and it is Aaliyah, One in a Million. So I'll bring that on now, and when we come back, we will introduce the girls from Flags on the Field.
Going
Okay, so welcome back to G Spot, and I was just playing Aaliyah, One in a Million, because we all wish and hope and pray that the one we decide to marry, to give our life to, is that one in a million person that would never cheat on us, would never hurt us. So that is why I chose that song first, before we get into our topic. Now, I do have my co-host on, you guys. Now, it has been a while. I didn't do a Memorial Day show, and then we didn't have Keys on the last, I think, two shows. He's been on vacation. So let me just bring him on now. Keys, are
you
there?
Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I'm here. You hear me good?
I hear you very well. Let me turn down my mic. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm good. I'm good.
You're
just
good.
Enjoying life. You know how that goes.
Well, good. We're so happy to have you back.
I'm happy to be back. Feels good.
Well, we have missed you. You know, we need our male perspective here.
I'm sorry. I try my best to be here for y'all from this point on.
So, you know, tonight we're talking about cheating, and then I introduced them to the TV series Flags on the Field, which I have, like, I say a cameo, but I guess it's actually, like, a role in the show, so I'm really excited about it, and I have the girls on tonight, so you get to ask them questions about the show, about cheating. They can talk to it from the perspective of their characters if they want to, or just host with us tonight as we talk. And everyone knows that if you need to have a question, comment, just ask one. I would love to hear your thoughts. And I know a lot of you all write in the actual invite on Facebook, and that is perfectly fine as well. So I believe, let's see who this is, 1701. Hello?
Yes. Hi.
Okay, which one is this? Because
this is Ty Anderson from Field. I play Terry.
Okay, Ty, thank you. You're kind of breaking up a little bit. Let's see if I can hear you better.
Can you hear me all right?
Yes, now I can hear you much better. So you play the role of Terry on the show. Okay, tell me a little bit about Terry, and then we're going to bring on the other characters.
Terry Roberts is a school teacher, and she is kind of going through a crisis with her marriage. So the show is about the interaction that she has with her husband and her girlfriends, how they interact and how they go about handling business in their day-to-day life with their relationships.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, we definitely cannot wait to hear more. So I'm not sure who this is, but 0114, let's see.
It's your girl, Courtney Nikki Coe. It's Courtney Nicole. I play Candace Perry on Flags on the Field. So one of Terry's homegirls. I'm not the most bout it in the group. That would be Roberta, but I might be your second runner up. But
well, I'm sure we can't wait to hear more about you as well. And I think this is Roberta's character coming on. Let's see. 5090?
Yes, that is me. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Can you all hear me?
Okay, yeah. I can hear
okay.
you. So, yeah, this is Chelsea Ray, and I play the role of Roberta. And Roberta, she is the oldest of the four girls, and she has a personality that is kind of outspoken. She likes to curse. She'd say about 20 curse words in one sentence, but, you know, that's just who she is or how she is. She's just very outspoken. She has a little issue going on, though, with her and her husband. They've been together for about 20 years, and during the show, you guys are going to find out what it is that hurts Roberta the most. This is very interesting, her relationship with her husband. Yeah, I don't want to spill the beans just yet. Guys just have to tune in to find out more.
Okay. Well, we can't wait. And, you know, I guess we can say my little role for this show.
Yes.
Is
my daughter is.
Yes.
Don't say little.
My daughter. My oldest daughter.
Yes, her oldest young daughter. That is who I play. So I'm excited about it. I feel like we had a great chemistry, great interaction, and I just cannot wait for people to see this show. It's going to be awesome. And so, you all, you know the topic tonight is cheating. How do you all feel mm-hmm. cheating played a role in this show?
From the perspective of the character or the perspective of us ourselves, you know?
You can talk about it from the perspective of yourselves, and then we can go more in depth in reference to the characters on the show.
Oh, okay.
Anyone can start.
I'll go, since everybody's quiet. Again, this is Ty Anderson. I play Terry. And as for Ty, having cheating in your relationship is obviously not something that anybody wants to go through. Terry, she doesn't want to go through it either, but the way that she handles it is not conventional.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she gets upset, she's hurt, but she sort of takes a more comical way of handling things. And sometimes, I guess, in a bit of rage, that things can be sort of comical, but I don't know, Terry, she's different. I don't know that I'd handle... I can't get into detail until the show comes out in September, but, she wants her man back. She wants a man, and, who doesn't? I kind of feel like any woman would do anything that she needs to do to make sure that her family is whole. I just don't know that they'd go Terry's route.
I think that's a great point to make, because we did a show earlier this year to handling cheating in your relationship. Are you going to go back after this man who are you going to try to confront the woman or man that he cheated with? Are you all there? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
So I like the fact that you said what you said in reference to the you know, she wants her man back. And all the time, though, I don't think that you could just get your man back. There was obviously some type of problem on his end, your end, on both of your end. So what do we do? That is what I think most people need to figure out. What do they need to do to resolve the actual bigger issue? It's not just about, I want to win my husband back or my wife back. It's all about resolving the real issue. And sometimes, like I said, it may just be that other person and they need some work. So getting them back may not even resolve anything.
I agree with you.
They could cheat again.
And I think sometimes it depends on, like, what type of relationship you're in. Like, I know, you know, when you're talking about a husband-wife situation versus just dating, you do try a little bit harder. You know, like, I remember, you know, everybody had something to say about Monique talking about her relationship with her husband. But, I mean, at 40-something years old, working on her second or third marriage, her thing was she wasn't saying I'm having an open relationship, but she was saying that cheating is, not a deal breaker for her. You know what I'm saying? So she said she could see, you know, past that and continue to work on your relationship. But if you're a few months in, a year or two in, I mean, is that something you want to subject yourself to for the rest of your life, which is what you're saying when you marry somebody? Or do you want to believe in a higher power, you know, be it God, Allah, whomever, that there is somebody that's meant for you? And sometimes it's hard for us to step outside of that. You know, it's a grieving process when we break up with someone. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, when you get lonely, all you can think about are those good times. You know, oh, I miss he did this. I miss you did that. I miss this touch. I don't have anybody that, you know, don't let it be a holiday coming up and you got to sit at home for Valentine's Day or Christmas by yourself. You know what I'm saying? It gets to be a problem, but you have to say no. You have to make yourself remember the things that made you say no to that relationship. I mean, because cheating nowadays, I mean, my gosh, it's not like, I mean, you know, a lot isn't like it was years ago, but you're talking about AIDS, you're talking about herpes, you're talking about things that you can die from. So is your life more valuable or you, you know, getting some? That's my take on it, you know. And yes, as far as my character, I deal with the situation as well. And we get weak, you know, and we get heartbroken. But, you know, we're not 16 anymore, you know, like, so on to the next one, like Jigga said.
Right. And I think you made a very valid point when you said that we, you know, when you're married, you do try to work a little harder. But it's more than just working harder to get that person back. When you get them back, what are you going to go through counseling? Are you going to send the other person? What are you going to do to try your best to ensure that it does not happen again? I never say that cheating is a deal breaker, especially as a counselor. I've counseled numerous couples through cheating and, you know, other forms of infidelity, whatever. But I feel like if you're not willing to do the work, it's just going to happen again.
Absolutely. I agree.
Did you have something to say, Keith? Because it sounds like you do.
Well, I was just about to say, you know, the thing about the cheating part of it, I think the hardest thing to come to grip with is the trust factor. And that trust will never really be the same, you know. So that's going to be hard to deal with by itself. So that's one of the things about cheating that really messes up a lot of people, you know. So even when somebody do straighten up and start doing right, the spouses or boyfriend or girlfriend is still in the back of their mind, think they probably doing something on the side, which in turn is going to reflect in the relationship and still make it kind of shaky, you know. So,
but I think like Mika Ray was saying, you know, that's something you have to work on. And, you know, okay, so we get back together, we worked on cheating. Like, I mean, so what are you going to do to make me trust you? You know, that's what a lot of us have this air about us. We back together. Man, I ain't finna be going through all that. I ain't finna be going out of my way to, if you want me back, male or female, then you need to. You may need to go out of your way. You know what I'm saying? You have to learn how to not be selfish when you're talking about a relationship, you know, because you may need to make sure you come home, not fall asleep on the couch so I know you ain't up there on the phone talking to somebody else, or, you know, I mean, mean, say little things. I mean, do little. Oh, that was Sarah calling. Oh, that was John calling. Even when that wasn't something that you did before, because you're trying to build trust back with somebody that you know you didn't have it with. So yes, you have to. Like you, I'm with both of y'all. You have to go out of your way to try to make that work until that person is comfortable again, if that's what you want.
Yeah. I definitely agree.
I was also thinking too, you know, it may require a change on both ends because there's a reason why she stepped out in the first place.
Oh,
so if they do get back together, you know, what are the person they cheating on going to do to change, you know, to make things better also?
Mm-hmm.
So it's got to work
now
both ways.
Wait, I think that's a very good point. And a lot of times we don't like to say that, you know, that something we've done has pushed our partner away that may have led them to cheat. I don't ever say it, you know, the other person's fault. But a lot of times, you know, some of us do certain things that really push our partners away from us. And they go out and they see that validation that they're not receiving within the relationship. So I think it has to be changed on both ends in order for it to work. Because you're not just going to see someone just cheat. I don't think.
Right.
You know, unless they just really are just a nasty human being. Normally, they're cheating for a reason, especially when it comes to a woman cheating.
Yeah, we cheat for different reasons. I think a lot of times women cheat, and I'm going to stop talking and let somebody else talk, but I think a lot of times women cheat. It's emotional for us. You know what I'm saying? It's what we're not getting, what we're not hearing. You know, it's not necessarily a physical thing for us. And I think a lot of times for guys, you know, like, you know, we women get into it. We don't want to be submissive. We don't want to stroke their egos. You might need to. You might need to call him Big Daddy. You might need to tell him how sexy. He wants to hear that too, you know. So some other woman ain't walking down the street like, damn, that is a fine word. He needs to hear that when he come in the house. You all right, come here, you big sexy. You know what I mean? Like, whatever you say to whatever works for you, but you're right. We have to do that too. You know what I'm saying? We get caught up with working and keeping the kids, and we might not be keeping our bedroom the way we used to keep it. You know,
right,
but he needs to understand
right.
that I'm tired. He needs to blah, 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 blah. And that's true, because women have been saying for a long time that foreplay starts outside of the bedroom. So them helping around the house can help me, you know, put this lingerie on and give you 5 minutes at least, if not 20. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, it's all relative. But I think that goes to what kind of relationship you set up for yourself. Communication is key in a personal relationship, in a business relationship, you know, in any relationship. And if you can't sit down and tell your partner, you know, exactly what you need and how you feel, male or female, then that's when we get lost. And a lot of times we don't take our partner seriously when they get to talking either, you know. Like, I remember telling an ex-boyfriend of mine, you know, hey, I'm not feeling the, you know, blah, blah, blah right now. And in my mind, I gave him 60 days. And in that 60 days, I guess he didn't take it seriously. And I was out the door. And then he wanted to go back and do everything that he did. But guess what? It felt awkward to me then. I don't want to hold your hand now. I don't want you buying me flowers now and cards and stuff. Like, when I wanted it, you weren't ready. So,
yeah, it could be too late.
You gave him 60 days for what?
I gave him 60 days to fix what I told him that. See, I don't want to tell all my business on Mika Ray's show, but we, you know, basically talked about the reasons why each other had cheated in the past. And, you know, my thing was emotional, and his thing was new, you know what I'm saying, being able to talk about or flirt or whatever with other women. So, you know, I'm like, okay, well, this is something I'll try, you know. And I felt like I gave him what he needed, allowed him to whatever, and I wasn't getting what I needed. And I told him, like, you know, like, I need you to take me out. I need you to touch on me. I need you to be a little bit more affectionate. And he wasn't doing those things. And I gave, in my mind, when as I laid there that night in November, I gave him 60 days. And by the end of January, it was done. And by April, you trying to take me out on a date and hold my hand. Well, no, I don't want to.
Well, I know. see. Thank you, Courtney, for sharing your story.
Okay. And I'm putting my phone on mute. Y'all go ahead.
No, what I'm going to do, I have two topics I want to bring up when I come back. So I'm going to play a song. Then we're going to come back. I want to talk about is it worse when your partner cheats on you with someone of another race or culture? And this, of course, is in relation to Terry's character. Mr. Bobby Peoples wrote this question. So I'm just letting y'all know it wasn't me. It was Bobby. So I want to talk about that when we come back. And then, Courtney, your character deals with an abusive cheater, according to Bobby. So I want to talk about that as well. And then I definitely want Miss Chelsea Ray to talk about hers when we come back. So everybody, the song that I'm playing right now, everyone already knows this is like my number one favorite song right now. So y'all have to start dropping that kitty down low in order to keep your man where they need to be. So, or your girl where she needs to be. So I'm going to play this song, and then we will come back, and I have someone holding who wants to ask a question. So that's 9728. I'll be on as soon as I come back. So here we go.
Duck sign.
Drop that kitty down low. Pop that kitty down low. Shot that like a window. I'm gonna make you wake.
Down low, pop it like a pistol, make it clap for a stack, don't forget to look back, no, what's up, face down, give it to me now, send me the pics and the videos, ooh, she's on material, here we go, I got a bad one, I shake that if you got a fat one, pull it up and spill it out, let her fall forward in your mouth, girl, cool, she not with me. She the type of chick in the club every week. Oh, work that. Told her drop it to the ground and bring it back.
Drop that kitty down low. Pop that kitty down low. Shot that like a window. I'm gonna make you explode. Drop that kitty down low. Pop that kitty down low. Take that video phone. Drop that kitty down low. Down low. I know you want it all. I'm giving you a
Welcome back to the G-Spot with Mika Ray on WJBR Blog Talk Radio. So, you all, I am having so much fun with this Periscope app. I'm in here dancing, trying to give everybody, like, a little sexy little show, I guess, in my own little way. But I'm having a great time. So, we are talking about cheating in relationships, and we're talking about it with a cast of Flags on the Field. And we have Chelsea Ray, Courtney, and we have Ty. So Ty's character Terry deals with cheating on another level, in my opinion. And Terry deals with someone who cheated with another culture, right, Terry?
Yes.
Okay, so how did that, I guess for your character, how did your character handle that?
My character doesn't really seem to be bothered by it.
Okay. So it didn't make a difference.
Like I said, Terry does things differently. So, you know, normally, I can't say normally, but, you know, a lot of women of color, black women, would get upset if their husband or boyfriend were to leave them for a white woman, and that's exactly the case here with Terry. Terry doesn't really see a problem with the fact that her husband left her for a white woman. She finds a problem with just the fact that he's gone.
Okay.
And she takes issue with her friends because they're making fun of her. They're giving her a hard time for it. So, you know, I think that's a huge thing just in normal life is how people take it when their significant other leaves them for another race. You know, we don't really see that side, I think, on TV and how people deal with that, you know. So,
yeah.
Terry, I think she's handling the race part okay. But, you know, I guess Ty would too. But it's still sort of a blow. It's still a blow to the ego, I guess.
Well, you mentioned that, you know, women of color normally take issue with their spouse cheating with them with a different race. But why do you think that's a big issue? And anyone can answer. Why is
I don't think it's just black women now, just to play devil's advocate, because if a white man was with a white woman and he left her for a black woman, I think they would have, it would be a problem.
Absolutely.
Yes, I agree.
I think people just don't want to feel second to another race, which is, you know, unfortunate. I think people should be with whoever makes them happy, but, you know, but that's not reality, right?
Yeah,
but of course, black women, we always are going to say something about, especially for black men. No, okay, Terry's husband is a white man. Was I supposed to be that way? I'm not sure.
Yeah. I wanted to say it too, Chelsea.
Are cheating. Right. Now, if you got your man who's a black man is cheating on you with a white woman, then that black woman is going to feel some type of way. You're going to feel like, okay, wow, what did she have that I did not have? I mean, you know, damn, she ain't got no butt. I got a butt. I don't understand. You know, we're going to be comparing ourselves.
Roberta. She can do it in a shower without wearing a shower cap. Look, that's what it is.
Chelsea, you made a great point that, you know, a black woman may feel some type of way. I think it also has a lot to do with superiority and inferiority in our, you know, in the United States, first and foremost, when it comes to black men cheating on their spouse, their black spouse, with a white woman. And it's like, okay, I'm already minority. And now you're going to go and cheat on me with, you know, this white woman. So to me, that's the perspective I come from it. I don't know how I would feel if that happened to me. But I think I would be more angry.
Yeah. I know as a black man, I'll feel a certain kind of way. You know, because I'm wondering, what can he... I know I feel a certain kind of way if my girlfriend cheated on me with a white guy, I'll feel I'll feel some kind of way opposed to her cheating with a black guy for some reason, you know.
But it seems like we're on the same level.
Yeah,
in a way,
pretty much.
I think if a black woman's gonna cheat on a black man with a white guy with any other race, it has more to do not. I don't think it's necessarily always the physical. I think it's things like financial reasons, status, and things like that. You know, because I think those are the biggest things that prompt women to cheat. Period, in the first place, because they need to come up on something, even if it's pleasure. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I'm not saying that it's always the case, but more so, I think it's financial reasons.
I think you're correct on that, because a lot of my female friends say, I'm going to find me a white man with some money, you know. So,
yeah.
I understand what you're meaning. So, yeah.
Would you all confront the woman or man, whether that man is or woman is of a different race or not, would you all confront that person?
I'm an equal opportunity blazer, so I'm going to blaze him and I'm going to blaze her. So, yes.
She didn't know Courtney.
Right.
No, she didn't know that he was with someone or,
but she
going to
find out today. That's what she's going to find out today.
You know, personally, I feel like you're not in the relationship with that other person. So
but
when push comes to shove,
they may have been lied to.
What if
he told her he wasn't married? Or
right,
and not
right.
That it's a, not that I'm gonna. Okay, maybe I shouldn't say blaze, but I would like to have a conversation with that person. Put it like that. I'm not gonna go after them with, you know, trying to fight them or anything. I'm too old to go to jail, and I don't want to do it. But like, I mean, I would like to have a conversation with her because, like, you know, he could have lied about a lot of things, where he's staying tonight, you know, where he's, whether or not we're getting a divorce or we still married or, you know, what type of relationship we're in or anything. So, you know, and now if she continues to mess with that person, mess with him after I've had a conversation with her, then she's just as much to blame as he is. Then I know I can blame her and blame him. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why is
exactly.
That for you to confront that person?
Huh?
Why is it that important for you to confront that person?
Right.
But like I said, it's not a confrontation. It may be a conversation. I feel everybody needs to be informed. You know what I'm saying? Because evidently we've been in the relationship anyway. If you having sex with him and he having sex with me, we all having sex with each other, we all having some kind of relationship anyway. So why not have a conversation? I mean, that's just like if you have a fight. You know, like I taught school for 13 years. So if I have a fight, it's unfair for me to have a conversation with the student and one student and not have a conversation with the other.
So you think you think you would feel better
That's
having a conversation with
it? It's not
right.
About me feeling better, but it's also about me being informed, too. People lie. Men lie, women lie. And like I said, I'm not trying to confront her. I'm not coming at her like, why the fuck she sleeping with my man, whoop de whoop 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 whoop. But I may want to say, you know, hey, I don't know how you came into this. I don't know what he's been telling you, you know what I'm saying, versus what he's been telling me. And, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, I'm all about growth. So I need to know, you know, what's you all have been controlling one facet of my life that I don't know anything about. I need to know how that came to be.
Well, see, and that's the thing. I think that we need to, like, if you're a victim of cheating or if your man cheated on you, it's always important for a woman to have to figure out why. Because
I mean, and that's just this for me anyway. I need to know, why are you cheating? What caused you to cheat? Who the hell is she? What she got that I don't have? I mean, I'm kind of speaking from experiences. I know we all, I'm not the only one that had experiences where you've been cheated on. But that's important to know because half the time, from what I've experienced, men don't even have no damn reason why they cheat. And you holding up your end as a woman, and that's why I'm like, what the hell caused you to cheat? Tell me, what am I not doing right? I'm doing A, B, C, and D. What's your reason? And half the time, they'll handle it. And that's a sad habit. I'm not speaking about my husband. You're probably listening right now. Not you, baby. But I'm just
speaking about my
experiences. I just think sometimes it's an ego thing with men.
Well, sometimes I can tell you this. It could be a variety of things, of course, but it's always something either a woman not doing or doing too much of, you know. Because if I'm with a girl and I come home and I want to relax and then you got the, you know, my girl just yapping in my face all day and, you know, all night long and stuff, when you want to relax, that'll get on a man's nerves, make you want to go to somebody house who let you relax and chill and get a massage from, you know. You can have that kind of issue, or with the sex thing. Some women don't like to get down on the sex tip like you want, you know, even after marriage. You know, there's a couple of things that'll get on a dude's nerve, especially the insecurity. When women have insecure issues and calling you all day long, you easily pushing a guy away to somebody who's more relaxed and cool and laid back, who don't sweat the small stuff, you know. So it could be a number of things.
In my opinion, if I had to give an opinion, which I guess I am going to give one, I don't care what this other person. I need to figure out what the hell happened. Why did my partner go and cheat on me? And the other person, to me, doesn't make a difference because it doesn't matter. Their loyalty would never be with me. They won't care anything. They will lie to me. Because their loyalty is to that man or that woman who they're cheating with. So to me, it's no difference because they're going to tell you whatever they need to tell you in order to keep that other person happy, because at this point they have become loyal to that person, whether they know about it or not. That's just my opinion.
But I think that's what makes us all different. You know what I'm saying? And you're entitled to that, but I don't think either party is wrong. Like, I don't think it's fair for anybody to say that I'm wrong because I do want to have that conversation. And it's not fair to say that you're wrong. You should know. You know, somebody could say, oh, she's being crazy. She's just being blind. You know, and I think that's not fair either, but we're all different. And I think this question goes back to the other one when you were talking about other races. You know, like when Chelsea Ray said she wanted to know, like, what this other person, that's just that curiosity in us, you know? I mean, so it's, you know, whether it's they leave you for another race, it could be they leave you for another sex. You know, you're like, well, what in the world could that, what could that woman be doing for you, or what could that man be doing for you? So it's all curiosity, and we're human, you know? So it's not, I don't think it's a matter of right and wrong, and I think we are all different. So it's like, it's what a guy and four females on the phone right now, and so at least one of the four females is saying that it doesn't matter to them, and that's normal. I mean, just like one of four people, yes, I mean, do some other things.
No, you're talking about a very different perspective when you're talking about cheating on another, with another race, another gender. Yes. Oh, my God.
I think I'm sorry.
To the person. At that point, but I don't.
No, I mean, now she want to talk. Listen, Anna.
Yeah, now we're talking first. But hang on, everyone. We have someone, 9728, who has something to say. So let's see. 9728.
Hi. I am so glad I finally got through so I can give her some support.
Aww.
I agree with her. You do need to know. Confront both parties. And yes, the covenant was with that man or that woman that you're married to or that you're dating. But to be honest, 9 times out of 10, men are saying, yes, I'm married. nine times out of ten, women are looking at that wedding finger and see that band. And whether he was going to approach her or not, nine times out of ten, you know, or I'm not even going to say nine times out of ten, women are approaching married men. Women prefer
seven
married
out of
men.
Ten.
Yeah, I'm not, look, you got 10 out of 10.
They become maybe more attractive.
Yes, they do. You know, unfortunately, men are being honest and saying I'm married. Now,
mm-hmm.
whether they're being honest on why they're cheating or not, because women are clingy. So they do want them there more than usually a married man can offer. So they do go on and tell them, well, yeah, I'm married, but she ain't doing this. Or we just together because of the kids. Or whatever their excuse is, unfortunately, we're saying it's okay.
Well,
I understand
you know,
married.
Let me tell you what this makes me think about. It makes me think about what's the movie with Beyonce and Idris Elba?
That girl,
if she would have confronted that girl, she would have told her exactly, yep, we cheated, we had sex, we did this, we did that, da-da-da-da-da-da. And she would have believed her over her husband because the signs looked like it was there. So women will
okay.
lie.
Women will lie too.
Women will lie.
But
so will
men. You're trusting your husband or friends, significant other, whatever. If you have trust in that person, then that woman gonna look like a damn liar.
And that's a different situation though. Because that helper was crazy.
Yeah,
she
was crazy. That was called obsession. Thank you. Who wrote that to me? That was
and
a good movie.
Thanks for the support.
Yes. But you know, I think men cheat for two reasons. They either hoe or they missing something at home.
By nature.
Yeah, you know, they're missing something
oh
at home.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And, you know, just being honest, ladies.
But
we
that's
don't
a woman,
someone.
Too. She a hoe or she misses something.
Yeah,
else.
Women, they just
those
right.
are
just
two reasons people
y'all
cheat.
Y'all
working
us a lot of times.
No,
oh,
I'm going to take
now.
That to my sisters now. Usually, sex is emotional for us, so we don't just
mm-hmm.
cheat.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
unless
she
a hoe.
To that level.
Now, you do got some women who just cheat without emotional, you know, emotional attachment.
Unfortunately, I hate to say that, but there are some loose women out there. I'm not going to say
it really
home.
Is.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, she's a person you married her, though.
And there is a lot
I
was going to say one thing. There is a lot in the media, too, like through music, TV shows, radio shows that promote the side cheat. And we had that conversation
mm-hmm.
as well. And I'm going to put somebody on because I don't know who knows
yet.
Hang on. I'll be back on. But they promote like side scene. Like if you watch just about any show that they produce, they have a side chick.
Yes.
Going on. And then you have the, there's the 107.9. I forgot the Dirty Boy.
Big Ding Ding. They tell
mm-hmm.
girls not to wear panties to go to the club and stuff like that. You're right.
Right.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
so,
a mess.
So, and then these girls don't. They're happy. It's like, okay, it's happy. And they enjoy that and take pride in it. Even listening to the amount of women that call into shout out. It's just so disheartening.
Yes.
First and foremost, you are a woman. You know exactly how it feels to be cheated on. You know how it feels to be hurt in that way, a man or a woman. So why are you out there, you know, doing it and you're out to do it?
That's a damn flag on the field. That's what we're
calling
it.
It's a flag
on the show.
Right, that is a flag on the field.
A flag.
On the field.
Yes, ma'am.
But you're right, and I think that, you know, it's about what we're raising in society. Like you said, I know it's on TV, I know it's on the radio, but guess who we're raising? Like, I went to a camp to visit, and they do this thing at the end when it's time for the kids to go, and they have like a little photo shoot thing, and, you know, they dress a girl up in a wedding dress and all of this and that and the other. But see, my thing is what we put out in society. So we're trying to raise young girls to say, oh, you should grow up and be married. Are we raising our young boys to say, hey, you should grow up and be a husband? Because I didn't see them promoting that. You see what I'm saying? And our industry, though women are the dollars, it's a male-dominated world. So they got stuff on the radio talking about licking booties. Well, I didn't know about no licking no booties till I don't know how old I was. And when it happened to me, I was like, wait one damn minute. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, but that's the day and age that we live in. So while we're raising our little girls, we're just letting our boys do whatever. And I think that as much as we put into our girls, we have to put into our boys to let them know that they are to grow up to be the providers, the protectors, you know what I'm saying? And they're supposed to be men, and it doesn't mean that you have to be a hoe to be a man, you know? And I think that, you know, because we as women, we go, like, having sex. You know, if a guy says at 16 or 17, 18 or 20, when you first have sex, oh, I want to take this condom off, we let them most times, you know, instead of standing our ground and say, no, ooh, you're not going to get none unless you put something on. Like, we have just as much voice as they have, and we need to start teaching our young girls and our young boys this so that they can grow up. Because I guarantee you, if one of mine is on a side piece shout out or getting some ding dong or going to the club with no panties on it, 21, I'm a snatch something. Period.
But that is true. It's a different generation. So the things that they're hearing on the radio now, or, you know, seeing on TV, it makes them feel like it's okay to say whatever, do whatever to women, to their girlfriends. But I will say, and I don't know if this is for all men, but a lot of men do change once they are married, and women do change once they are in a marriage. Not all of them, though. But I will say that that's something that slowed me down as far as, me being curious or, you know, wanting to date or whatever. I slowed down because, of course, you take that oath and under God, and you try to do things that are right. And my husband always said to me, you know, babe, you got to worry about me because, you know, God watching, you know. So he took it serious. Not all men do. But I thank God that he was so, you know, that one to have sense enough to know, you know, the adultery will get you somewhere that you don't want to be. Right. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I can't speak for all people.
Well, I'm thinking we're going to have to do a part to this show.
Girl.
Right.
Y'all had a lot to say. And, and I don't think we even touched on all of the issues. Like, we didn't touch on Courtney's Candace issue with cheating in the relationship on the flag from the
story,
the story of Roberta. So I do believe that we should do a part two, maybe the third Monday of this month. Are you all available?
That would be the plus 14, so that's the 15th. Look, right, so 21 plus, so that's the 22nd. Look, I'm open.
It's our Monday.
Okay.
What date is
that? That's
the 15th.
Okay, that sounds cool to me.
Yeah.
How about you, ladies?
I'm
open.
Okay, so we'll have to do a part two because this is an hour show, but you all did a wonderful job. I think we brought up some very, very good topics tonight, and if you all go into the invite, everyone is talking, answering questions, asking questions, so feel free to go in there and engage with everyone. It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And I just appreciate you all joining us.
Thank you so much for having us. And for all of those who are listening, be sure to check out tpn1.com to get more information about Flags on the Field show, which is coming this fall, September 18th.
will be the premiere. Also, our Facebook page, make sure you check that out and like it as well. It's facebook.com/flagsonthefield. And it's produced, written by, and directed by Bobby and Renee Peoples of TPN, the Peoples Network.
And you said it was www.facebook, because I'm going to put it in the invite, facebook.com/flagsonthefield. And if you want to leave a message for us there, too, we would love to get back to you. Send us a friend invite or, you know, get in contact with us, and we can tell you more about the show and share our lives with you. We're also on Twitter and Instagram, and what else should I got? Snapchat? I don't know. I'm not on Snapchat.
Well, you all can post if you would like to. Please post it in the invite. I post it as much as I can in there, so y'all can go in there and post your personal stuff in there so people can find you all and link to you and follow you on your Instagram, your Facebook, all of that. You're more than welcome. And I just thank everyone for joining us tonight. Keith, thank you. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, thank you. No problem.
Nice meeting you.
You as well.
You had some great thoughts. I really appreciate it. And
my pleasure.
Thank you. So, of course, next Monday we do Intimate Realness with Mika Ray and Renair. I'm not sure what our topic is going to be yet, but I will post a show and let you all know that very soon. And then on the 15th, we will have the ladies of Flags on the Field back on, and we'll do a part two to cheating because we have so much more to discuss. And you can follow us on blogtalkradio.com/WJBR. You can listen to our other shows. On Saturday, we do Brunch in the Basement with Javon. And, of course, she interviews different musical artists that are out there. And I'm not sure who her guest is yet, but she will send an invite for this Saturday. It's from 11 to 1. And then on Sunday is Sunday Evening Shout from 6:30 to 8:30. And get your gospel music on. And then on Monday, you're back with little old Mika Ray. So I hope you all have a great night. And
you
I'm
too.
You do the same. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate you. So I'm going to play Boo Thing by Verse Simmons on our way out. Good night.
Ooh. Okay. Good night. This shit is so random. And when I'm with you, it's like our heartbeats are in tandem. And when I lip lock, I just wanna hold your face for ransom. You're beautiful and I'm handsome. That'll be good for the babies. If ever we go there, maybe. It's crazy, no titles, but you're my baby. When I'm idle, that's your time, showtime. And for you, I wish I had more time. Red wine, chocolate, baby, you could be my Valentine. More than just sex exchange, baby, you my boo-thang.
They living without you. Got a hotel room with a view of the city that I know you gon' like. Got the candles leaning to the backdrop, baby, let's hop inside and ride. In a two-door with the roof gone, my oh my. Baby, it's been too long, so grab your coat and your purse. I'll walk out of here first. Wait about 5 and I'll be parked outside.
Girl, we ain't no cutty boys. off, baby. I need you to follow my lead. I wanna make you feel good. I wanna make you feel like you never felt before. Can I do that? Boo Vision.
You're my boo thing. Can't get enough. I love your stuff. Let's turn it up.